Hey everybody, welcome to Talk is BDC Wrestling. I am your host, BDC, and we are going to be talking about a bunch of this, that, and just a bunch of stuff going on in AEW and WWE, and I'm going to be calling out somebody special today on this episode. I called him out on X, but I wanted to officially call him out on here as well, you know. So I'm just going to say that, but we have some release superstars. We got a pay-per-view coming up next week. And yeah, I'll say it's going to be a loaded episode. But before we get into this episode, don't forget to like and share and review the podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever, you know, device you're on. You know, I appreciate all y'all, you know, and like I always say, I love the listeners and I try to listen to all y'all and try to, you know, it helps me out, you know, see where the podcast is going and stuff like that. But let's get into this loaded episode. We're going to get this day started and you know what? We're going to have a good episode. So let's get it started. Yep, we here, and like I said, we have a loaded episode, and that's going to be the theme of this episode, loaded, because it's loaded, and yeah, when we get to that part, yeah, let's just say, you know, I'm going to go in, and, you know, people know, when I set a challenge for somebody, I be ready, I get excited. It's like working for WWE or AEW, you know, I try to sell it, you know, but yeah, it's going to be a loaded episode, like I said. So we're going to get into the first release superstar, and then we're going to talk about the other two. You know, we're going to talk about, everybody know who I'm talking about, AEW's The Bunny. The Bunny. You know, her name is, I think her name is Allie, but they call her Bunny, though, you know. They released her this week. They didn't release her. From what I understand, I think her contract just ended and they didn't renew it, you know, mutual agreement. You know, I guess they like, we don't have nothing for you. And do you have any ideals maybe? And she didn't have any ideals. She probably like, yeah, I want to go back to TNA where, you know, I'm a lot bigger and get some more time. But I see some, you know, WWE fanboys are like, ah, you know, she's going to WWE. Yeah, she go to WWE if she want. It's the reason why she's never been to WWE with no big character or nothing like that. She's okay. I ain't gonna lie. You know, I like the Bunny. You know, I liked her as Allie on TNA. And, you know, if she does go to WWE, that's good for her. She is a good, like, actress. Like, she could sell a role. And, you know, she played the Bunny really, really good. You know, and I loved her in TNA. You know, when she played a character there, you know, where, like a bridesmaid, and she played crazy, and then she played a manager for Maria Kanellis, I believe her name is Maria, you know, from the Kingdom. So I like Allie. You know, Allie's a good wrestler, and she's a cool person. She, you know, she seemed to like video games and stuff like that from social media. I hope she has a lot of success no matter where she go, and you know, if she have a deal back with AEW maybe someday, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, I like Allie, and I don't wish, you know, nobody get fired or have no job. You know, it's too many wrestling companies out here for, you know, for her not to have, you know, a contract. And I'm pretty sure in the next couple of weeks we'll hear from her, you know, signing with TNA or maybe development NXT or, you know. But let's talk about the second two. One of them is her boyfriend or husband. I'm not 100% sure, but the Blade and the Butcher, they got let go quietly too. You know, AEW really didn't announce that, but, you know, Tony Khan don't really announce when their contracts expire. You know, they just expire and you see them somewhere else, or you just go on the website where they disappear from. You know, they just disappear from the website. So, like, you looking for a wrestler in AEW, go to the website, and if you see a picture of them, they're employed. If you don't, they're gone. So That's how Tony Khan be doing it. I'm kind of disappointed with the Blade and the Butcher being released, though. They had a lot of potential, and they was a big part of the tag team division when AEW first started for the first year or two, I'll say. And I wanted them to always win the tag team titles. They always had a unique look to them. They wrestled good. You know, I know they had a lot of injury problems and stuff like that off and on, off and on. You know, who don't? But, you know, the Blade and Butcher, you know, when I think of AEW tag team division, the first year or two, they're one, like, you know, top five tag teams. I think of the Young Bucks, the Private Party, you know, Top Flight. You know, it's a few names I could think of, you know, but the Blade and Butcher is one of them. You know, the Lucha Brothers, you know, the Young Bucks. So many names, like, but the Blade and Butcher is definitely in that, you know, top five, top 10 talked about tag teams the first couple of years, you know, to set the ground for the AEW tag team division, you know. So, you know, I'm curious to see where they go. I read a little bit of rumors here and there that they're expected to go back to, or the TNA, which that's why I think, you know, Ali's going to pop up at. And TNA has been doing really good. You know, they got a, you know, they got a good deal. They went back to their old name. They used to be Impact Wrestling. Now they're TNA. Went back to their original name that everybody known them as. You know, everybody known them as TNA. So that's good. You know, it's good for them. You know, I hope they stay together, the Blade, the Butcher, and the Bunny. You know, I don't know if they'll be able to keep that gimmick. I know Tony Khan don't really care about trying to keep people's gimmicks and stuff like that. So maybe they'll come out, you know, they'll come out as the Blade, the Bunny, and the Blade, the Butcher, and Allie. You know, maybe they might just use her name. Her real name is Allie. That's what I know her as in TNA. You know, Allie was funny. Her and Maria did some classic stuff. If you know, you've never seen them before, go to TNA and look up Allie and Maria Kanellis. They did some good stuff at TNA. You know, they put, to me, they didn't put TNA on the map, but they made the women's division a little bit more interesting when they kind of lost a lot of, you know, their style. They used to have a really good women's division, then it kind of, they never lost it, but they had bigger names and known faces, and now they got, like, you know, they got some known faces now with, you know, a couple, you know, the women's champion, Iommi Trinity, I think her name is now, and stuff like that. But they, you know, they got Mickey James, Gail Kim, Awesome Khan. They got some good stuff, you know, some good names still in that division. And Allie would be a good manager, or if, I don't know if she's looking to be a wrestler again. But, you know, I'll say this one more time. I hope, you know, I wish nothing but the best for Allie, the Blade, and the Butcher. One of my favorite tag teams in TNA. It sucks to see them gone, you know. We got a pay-per-view coming up next week, AEW Full Gear. And, yeah, it's starting to look like a big, big card, you know. We got, so far, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We got 7 matches. And they announced on Collision, they announced that the TBS champion, Chris Sandlander, is going to be on there, I believe, for, you know, she's going to be defending her belt in a triple threat match. And let me see who won. They haven't announced, I don't think, the second match, but the first match, who won? Julie Hart. Julie Hart won the first match. She beat Willow Nightingale. So they didn't announce the second match, I don't believe. Let me go on the website as we are talking. But they said it's going to be, I believe, a triple threat match, which they should just go with Julie Hart and, you know, Chris Sandlander one-on-one. But I don't mind the triple threat matches, you know. They, you know, they'll be good matches. And, you know, it'll probably give her a reason to pin somebody else other than Chris Sandlander. They might not want Chris Sandlander being pinned right now, maybe. I'm just guessing that. Yeah, they didn't announce the second match yet, so I guess we're going to get that match announced, you know, maybe this week coming up, maybe on, or they'll probably announce it probably Monday or Tuesday. So looking forward to that. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing Julie Hart winning the TBS championship. She deserves it. She has a lot of the fans behind her, a really good gimmick. You know, it's hard to find a good gimmick in AEW. You know, that's really, really good. Julie Hart has been killing her gimmick. You know, watch out for the miss, you know. If I had to pick two good women in AEW right now, it's Julie Hart and not probably, Toni Storm, 100%. You know, Toni Storm has been killing it. And speaking of Toni Storm, she has a good, you know, a big match coming up against Sheeta for the AEW Women's Championship. And I hope she won that. You know, just the women titles are going to change hands, I think, at the pay-per-view, you know, both of them. You know, and it's good to see. Shout out to AEW for giving us two women matches, you know, at the pay-per-view. You know, they did it before, but they don't do it often, I would say, you know. But they got some good matches coming up, though. You know, the MJF, Jay White match, you know, for the International Championship, Moxley versus Orange Cassidy. You know, we got Edge making his pay-per-view debut, in-ring debut, I would say, you know, with Darby and Sting going against Nick Wayne, Luchasaurus, and Christian Cage. And, you know, Christian Cage has been killing it, too. So he's been one of the best heels in wrestling, period. You know, I'm not a big, big fan of MJF fighting twice, but, you know, I'm curious to see who his partner going to be. You know, MJF and a mystery opponent, you know, of his choice for the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions going against the Guns. And then we got Hangman Adam Page and Swerve Strickland, too. It's going to go down. So those are the matches so far. And, yeah, the pay-per-view is not looking bad at all. Like, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I'm definitely going to be paying because, you know, the pay-per-views are worth it. And, yeah, you know, I can't wait. You know, I might do a prediction show maybe Thursday maybe. Don't quote me now, but I might. You know, I'll be tired from work and stuff like that, but I might do a prediction show because this show looks really, really good. It's loaded, I would say. That's the thing about this little podcast right here. It's loaded. It's a loaded card. And we're going to bring up this rumor right here. Well, not a rumor. Everybody know my favorite, Mandy Rose. Please, Mandy Rose, I hope AEW sign Mandy Rose. She said, I don't know if the right calls come around, maybe. That's what she said. And you know what that means. That means if the money is right. Mandy Rose is not cheap. She knows her worth. And she is definitely one of the best. She improved better than anybody fast as hell on NXT. When she went to NXT, she put on one of the best runs, I feel like. And, you know, who don't want Mandy Rose on her roster? You know, she looking so good. And she got character. You know, she showed that she got character. She improved in the ring. And in AEW, she could probably keep her fan on OnlyFans. So, you know, she could still make her money and do her thing, you know. I'm all for it. I'm all for it, you know. Everybody know I stopped watching NXT when Mandy left for a little bit. You know, Mandy Rose is like one of my favorites. You know, she put NXT back on the map. You know, it kind of fell off for me a little bit, but she put it back on the map. And yeah, you know, I'm a Mandy fan, you know, to the end, you know, and she's making her money on OnlyFans and doing her thing, you know, and I'm happy for her. I hope to see you in AEW soon, Mandy. Oh, please come to AEW. And AEW, if you sign Mandy Rose, you better put her on, you better Toni Storm her, but, you know, have her on every week doing her thing. Because Mandy Rose will get views, and she proved it on NXT. She is an attraction. She's an attraction. People will watch knowing that they're going to see Mandy Rose. You know, put her in some good segments and build some characters. You know, help some other people out. Mandy Rose is a star. Trust me on that. But, yeah, you know, like I said, we had a few things. You know, the Blade, the Butcher got released. Bunny got released. Mandy Rose possibly coming to AEW. You know, AEW is just on fire right now, you know, and they are just killing it to me. You know, The only bad thing I would have to say is I wish Collision could get a better night. You know, maybe put Collision on maybe Thursday or Friday or something like that. But other than that, I got no problems with AEW. You know, I'm sorry, y'all, too. This is a WWE or AEW episode. It's going to be about AEW stuff for the most part. We're not going to be talking about WWE on this episode. But, you know, ain't nothing really big going on with WWE right now. Like, we already talked about their pay-per-view last week and LA Knight losing and stuff like that. You know, they had a couple of heel turns this week, I see. You know, Sanchos turned on Rey Mysterio, and then Asuka turned on Bianca. And, yeah, you know, they setting up for a fast War Games pay-per-view coming up. You know, and we will talk more about that on the next episode of War Games, and when, you know, when the full teams are shown, and if the rumors are true about Randy Orton, we will talk about that as well. You know, Randy Orton is really there. I hear they're going to announce Randy Orton to take the speculation away that CM Punk is going to be the mystery opponent. I guess they're trying their hardest to get that out of people's heads. Like, or, you know, CM Punk is not going to be in this Chicago show. Do not buy a ticket thinking you're going to see CM Punk. That's the theme here for WWE, what they seem like they're going for. So, yeah, we're not going to see CM Punk. You know, we're going to get Randy Orton, you know. But are we going to get Drew McIntyre added to this match too? You know, I don't know. We're going to see about that. You know, we're going to see next week. You know, Monday is going to be a big show. And, yeah, you know, they got a big show coming up. And then SmackDown, you know, to finish this, you know, War Games match. They got two War Games matches they got to push. So, yeah, we're gonna take a small break. But I appreciate everybody, you know, who tuned in for this episode. And, you know, I'm sorry about the bad news about, you know, if this is your first time seeing, you know, hearing about these three superstars that got released. You know, it sucks. And hopefully they find jobs soon, you know. Hopefully, you know, the rumors are true that they do go to TNA, you know, because they're pretty good. You know, it sucks to see good wrestlers on the market like that as free agents. But at the same time, it's cool because you never know. You know, they searching for the right contract to sign, and, you know, TNA might be the right contract for them. So, you know, it sucks. That's, you know, but that's the news, you know, I want to talk about, because those are three of my favorites, couple of my favorites. You know, and it's a few that I get on the site and look and just hope they're still there. You know, Kip Sabian and Penelope Ford, you know, I love them. A couple of my favorites. You know, the reason why I start watching AEW is a lot of these new faces. So, you know, a lot of these new faces leave, and it's like, man, like, where are the originals at? You know, but, you know, Kip Sabian and Penelope Ford are pretty good. Hopefully they keep their jobs. But, yeah, like I said, that's going to be it for the news for this episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. We're going to take a small break, and I'm going to make this, you know, this challenge official on here, you know. But I like to thank everybody for tuning in for this loaded episode. And if that's all the news you want and you don't want to hear this challenge, you know, thank you for listening this far. Thank you, everybody. But for those who want to stick around, you know, we're going to have something going right now, but we're going to take a little small break. And we're going to come back. Okay, we are back from break. And this is going to be a little small segment right here. We add into the podcast. Just a little something extra, a little bit. I said I was going to call somebody out. And I wanted to keep my word, you know. I want to call out a YouTuber. You know, shout out to Loaded is a beast on YouTube. You know, he be killing it with the AEW content and, you know, when it matches and updating all his fans, you know, about the you know, his thoughts and stuff like that and about the updates about AEW Fight Forever. You know, he don't like WWE 2K23, and I agree with him. AEW, you know, Fight Forever is better, you know, is a better game. You know, I stick with that. You know, he is 100% right about that. WWE 2K23 is cool, arcadey, and it seems like AEW is more assimilated and just fun to play. You know, if you add the modes from 2K and stuff like that to AEW, you'll have the best wrestling game, you know. So I give him a shout out for that. You know, Loaded is a beast. Go follow him on there, on YouTube and X. You know, if you want to stay updated with all the content with AEW games and stuff like that, you know, go follow him. Hit that subscribe button on his channel on YouTube. He's a pretty cool person. He is funny and he goes off a lot. Sometimes he goes off too much, but it's funny and entertaining and hard to not watch. So, you know, but this week I seen him, you know, during a video. He put out a video of UFC and he said he lost a bunch. He said he lost like 30 matches and couldn't find, you know, a person to play, you know, or couldn't find people on his level, you know. So, you know, I can relate to that. You know, I lost a lot of matches, over 30, 40 some matches too, without getting a win first. A lot of sweats on UFC, I would say. A lot of sweats. But the thing with me is I like competition and, you know, I like having a good time. So I went on my ex, you know, Twitter/X or whatever you want to call it. You know, MVP is cooler is the name. I went on there and put out an open challenge. You know, I called Loaded the Beast out, you know, live on X. On X, in front of everybody, in front of millions of people. And I wanted to officially do it on here as well, on my podcast, in my world. Loaded's a Beast. I don't know if you listen to my podcast or not, but if you get to this part of the podcast, I'm challenging you in UFC 5. And I'm not just challenging you, I'm going to beat your ass. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to beat your ass. You know, we both ain't the best at that game. We both ran into sweats and we both are big, big AEW fans. So we got to give the fans what they want. You know what, you know, what's right. Make a video and, you know, put some jobbers on there and, you know, make yourself look good. But when you get to me, MVP all day is the name on PlayStation. MVP all day. When you get to me, we gonna have a classic. Or are we? Or are you just gonna get knocked out? You know, that's the thing. You know, and you know, and I'm not the best. I don't want to put it out there as like I'm the best ever or nothing like that. But at the end of the day, I want to knock you out. You know, and I want to do it in good spirit, you know, and being in a good spirit, you know, and, you know, good game and all that stuff like that. You know, you cool as hell. I love your AEW content. You're funny. I'm not taking away nothing from your channel. I subscribe to your channel, give your videos likes. You a cool guy, you know, and hopefully we do some podcasting together later on, you know, but in UFC, we're going to battle. We're going to battle and have some good battles and have some good times, but it's not going to be a rivalry. It's not going to even be a war. It's just going to be me knocking you out over and over and over. Yeah, this is your boy BDC. You know, I'm challenging Loaded as a Beast on UFC 5. And that's how I wanted to end this podcast with for this week. Before we leave this podcast episode, I want to say, Load is a Beast. Are you ready or not? If you're not, just tell everybody if you're not, you know, just tell everybody you're not ready and, you know, you can't, you're not on my level and we good. You know, I continue liking the videos, commenting and laughing and stuff like that. But if you're ready, you already know. You already know. Hit me up if you think you're ready. And if you want to get ready, I'll give you some time to practice a little bit. I'll give you some time. But let me know when you're ready for me, because I'm training for the big knockout. I just want to get some wins under my belt before I get to the big dog. And you already know who the big dog is from what I see. From what I see on X, the big dog is Kenny Bomb. So I don't know if I'm ready for Kenny Bomb. I gotta watch some videos. He been hiding the UFC videos. I gotta watch him a little bit. I gotta do some training a little bit and, you know, keep my eye. I got my eyes on Kenny Bomb. So I don't know if he's listening to this or not. But yeah, I got my eyes on you. I'm gonna make a name for myself on UFC 5, you know. And it sucks that, you know, it got to be some of y'all, but, you know, hey, got to get the fans what they want. You know, and the fans want to see MVP all day on top of the UFC gaming world. Well, I guess I would say X world, because I'm not going to be on the top on the ranks. It's some sweaties on there. And yeah, that's just how it's going to be. But I hope y'all made it this far into the episode. You know, at the end of the day, it's all fun and games. I don't hate anybody. They're both, you know, loaded. It's a beast, a cool guy. Kenny Bomb seems like he's really cool. And, you know, it's no hate or nothing like that. It's just fun. But I did put that challenge out, and I'm hoping I get an answer soon. But we're going to end it like that. I hope everybody have a good rest of your weekend, and I will see y'all on the next.